And if it doesn't heal up well, it gets this rough, crusty stuff around the edge. What do you call that?
You'd call it a scare.
What about the kind of stuff that you might have to burn off with alum? You ever hear of that?
Mm-hmm.
Around the edge of a cut?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of any kind of flesh that you get around there that you're not supposed to have?
See, they call it proud flesh.
Proud flesh? And if somebody gets shot, you say he's got a gunshot, what?
A gunshot wound.
Wound. And if you get a little cut, then what would be the stuff that you'd put on it?
You put on iodine, or you put... Mercuricone. Most people now use a tape.
Mm-hmm.
Adhesive tape.
It's got something on it.
Yes.
Back when they had a lot of malaria around, what was the medicine they took then?
3/6 is all I know. And there used to be some weed grew out there they called dango or something like that. And they used to take that and make a tea. And then they used to use Life Everlasting. It's a bush grew up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take that and make a tea and give it to you for fever.
And did they work?
Yeah.
Make it calm down?
Yeah.
What kind of disease is it that makes your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And what about the kind that don't have too much of it now? They give the children shots, but it used to kill a lot of children. They'd choke to death.
Oh, whooping cough?
And any others that real bad?
The whooping cough was the biggest. So many people died from the whooping cough. And the measles didn't do them so bad. And the chicken pox. And the chicken pox and the measles. That's the Turin disease.
What about the disease that older people get, so that their joints are stiff?
Well, they get arthritis and neuralgia. They get arthritis in your joint. That's where you come in your joint. They used to call it rheumatism, but the new name for it now is arthritis.
And that's the same thing?
It's the same thing.
If a man was sick and he didn't recover, then you say that he did what?
Well, he died because he didn't get any better. He didn't respond to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So then, probably his time, I know his time must be was out, because that's how come he died, because if his time wasn't out, he would respond to treatment.
And what if you were the one that had to notify his sister about that? What would you say to her, your brother?
I'd say, I'm sorry to tell you, I hate to tell you, but your brother is just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he's died. He is dead.
And passed would be a sort of a softer way of saying
softer way, yes.
What if it was somebody you didn't like? Would there be any harsher way of saying it than that he died?
Couldn't be no harsh.
Couldn't be any harsher than that he died?
No, he just died, or she just died.
And if they didn't know what happened to her, they'd say, well, she's been dead a week, and nobody yet figured out what she...
What she had, what was wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.